joining us as we continue our look at the Shorter Catechism. This morning in particular, we're looking at question 5, are there more gods than one? There is but one only, the living and true God. So you have various understandings of God. You have Hegel, which, not exactly how he said it, but how it's come to be seen, is that God is the state on earth. And so you have what are often called statists. They're called that because, in general, they worship the state. And we even see those bring this into the church with an understanding of Romans 13, where might makes right. Well, the church, the state says it, so therefore it's the case. Or you see, this nonsense of kind of God is Santa Claus or Barney. I mean, nobody'd say it that way, but that's kind of, well, God wouldn't do this. Well, that's a God of your own construction. There is but one only, the living and true God, not the God of your imagination, not the God you like, not the God you want to be, not your wish projection, but the God who is. So let's see. There's but one only. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Thus says the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, I am the first, and I am the last, and besides me there is no one. Or, tell and bring them near, yea, let them take counsel together. Who has declared this from ancient time? Who has told it from that time? Have I not? Have not I the Lord? And there is no God else beside me, a just God and a Savior. There is none beside me. Look unto me and be saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God and there's none else. And so there is no other God. There is no other Savior. So, for example, 1 John 2:2, he is not only... He himself, propitiation is, not only for our sins, but also for the sins of the world. It's not talking about the extent of redemption, or the extent of the atonement, the extent of propitiation. It's talking about the singularity of God the Savior. There is but one God for all the earth, not one for Israel, one for the Gentiles, not one for the United States, one for China, not one for Nigeria. There is but one God, the living and true God. But the Lord is the true God. He is the living God and an everlasting King. At his wrath, the earth shall tremble, and the nations shall not be able to abide his indignation. There is but one God. And this is life eternal, that they might know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom God has sent. And so, there's but one God. Not the one you want, but the living and true God. As Jesus answered the Pharisees, he is the God of the living, not the God of the dead. Because he himself is life, and he brings to life those who are his. Thank you for joining us, and join us next time as we continue our look at the Shorter Catechism. Thank you, and God bless.